Time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune and rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. That's our Piano Puzzler. We get a listener on the phone every week to try to guess the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Anna Danes is joining us from Lauderdale, Minnesota. Anna, welcome.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Oh, great to have you here. Now, you're a Waldorf music teacher. What does that mean?
Well, in our school, we have a really wonderful music program. I'm actually the choral person who takes the children from grade 4 through 8, all of the children. Everyone is in choir. We also have a wonderful strings program, and the children sing and play a wooden flute with their class teacher.
That's such important work. So glad to know that music education has not died in all American schools.
Not in our school, at least.
I'm really glad to hear that. Well, Bruce is also a terrific teacher. You may know that.
Yes.
He's also a fine pianist and composer. And he's put together something just for you, Anna, combining a familiar tune with the style of a classical composer. And your job is to try to guess both. You ready for that?
I'm ready.
Okay. Now, I don't know what's coming either, so if you run into trouble, you can ask for help from me.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Anna Danes, here's Bruce Adolph with your Piano Puzzler. Was so sweet.
Very nice.
Oh, thank you.
So, Anna, any thoughts about what was going on in that Piano Puzzler?
Oh, I do have thoughts. I'm thinking it's in the style of Mozart.
That's a yes.
Oh, good.
in the style of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart.
Yeah.
Well done.
Very good.
Beyond that, boy, Bruce did a very good job here. I'm a little bit puzzled.
Well, the tune is such a simple tune that it almost isn't a tune because it's so basic. Everyone knows it, but it's such a simple, simple little melody that you could miss it.
Well, this was something Mozart liked doing, exactly this kind of thing, taking a little tune
exactly
and gussying it up, making it a little fancier.
Yeah, and this is based on not only Mozart's style, but it is based on a slow movement, an adagio Mozart actually wrote from an F major sonata, although this movement's in B flat. And if you try to ignore the little turns and scales, the tune is very, very, very pure. And you might have to go back to your childhood.
Okay, can we hear it maybe part of
it? You might have to lie down, too.
Okay. I think
you should lie down. Here we go. To say that there's, in order to make it sound like Mozart, I had to occasionally round off a phrase beyond the tune's normal sound.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, here, That's the tune, and this, I had to do this in order to be Mozart. All these little ornaments. And I had to go below the note. How are we doing? I think Fred knows it because he's got that funny look on his face.
Fred's got the funny look, and I have the funny look, but not the funny look of knowing it. I am so embarrassed.
That's it.
Yeah, I'm teaching my children this right now. I can't believe it.
You're teaching them right now? What luck? What serendipity?
What's the name of the tune?
It's Au Clair de la Lune.
Yeah.
Yes.
Au Clair de la Lune.
Oh, my goodness.
Mon ami Pierrot.
Now I will be embarrassed in front of my students.
No, you won't because
it's
in a disguise.
It's so well hidden in there.
And now, I just want to say one thing about that opening phrase, which is...
Yeah.
Now here, this is what I was saying before. I can't end the tune here because harmonically Mozart has to go to the dominant
to
start
over.
Yeah, right. So that is probably a very misleading moment.
It was a misleading moment, but...
How dare you?
Yes, really.
But that's your job.
All right, there you go.
Well, Anna Danes, nice job. You got the tune, you got the composer, you got the whole thing.
Well, thank you.
Anna Danes from Lauderdale, Minnesota. Anna, what's your public radio station?
It is 99.5 KSJN, Minnesota Public Radio.
Minnesota Public Radio. Anna Danes, thank you so much for playing our piano puzzler this week.
Thank you.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.